Yo, yo.
Hey, welcome. Sometimes I remember to open the document. Sometimes I don't. Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer. This is episode 96. Nope, 95. Of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about reflecting the shine. So that's a kind of weird way to say it, but it boils down to this. I have a policy that goes sometimes at odds with the things that I inherently want, or the sometimes goes at odds with the things that might be in my immediate best interests. My policy is when I receive praise, I make it my first priority to focus on the people who have gotten me to the place where the praise is worthy, or the people who also deserve that praise. And I kind of try to go out, I don't know how to say this well, I try to go out of my way to make sure that the people who deserve credit for things get the credit. And sometimes awkwardly so. Like if you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've noticed me, for example, say, and I was talking to Adam Wathen the other day, a lot, right? And it might be weird to hear that, but like, I love Adam. I think he's a brilliant guy. He reads a lot of things that I don't read. He thinks about a lot of things I don't like. And his brain is very different than mine. There's a lot of times when I'm talking about something. And so sometimes I even feel weird saying it. I'm like, man, you know, someone's going to listen to me talking about this in the podcast so often. They're going to say, well, why do I listen to you? Why don't I listen to Adam's podcast? Well, first of all, you should, because it's really good. This happened this morning where someone said, thank you so much for GistLog. It's my policy to say, and it's also just kind of feels right, but like it's my policy to say, well, you know what? Adam, surprise, had a lot to do with that. And so did Jake Bennett. And I want to say that. I want to point that out. And this is not because I'm a good person. Hopefully it's a part of being a good person, but it's because one of the things that drives me absolutely most bonkers is when I contribute something and then somebody else goes around and they either take credit for it or they share it or whatever, and they don't point back to the fact that I helped. And I am perfectly happy to help all day long. I will share my cool links with you, or I will, you know, contribute hours to your open source thing or whatever else they end up being. But when I do something, when I give something for free, or I help some way, or I come up with an idea, or I discover something and I don't get credit, it is one of the things that drives me most nuts. And I'm sure that has to do with my personality type. I'm sure not everybody's the same way. But I've taken that experience of just how disregarded and unimportant I feel when somebody talks about something and I know that in their brain, they know that they got that thing from me, or even sometimes don't. That might even be worse. Whether it's, you know, like something that Titan did or something that I discovered, whatever else it ends up being, and they just choose to not talk about it. And the thing is, you don't have to, right? Like, it's not like they're a terrible person for that. But I realized that for me, the difference between that versus when someone does explicitly say, man, I got this from Matt Stauffer. Thanks for that, Matt. That like lights up my whole day. Like, I feel great. And people are able to, you know, it actually probably helps my career too, right? It's like good for me in a lot of ways for someone to just say, you know what? And Matt Stauffer is responsible for this thing. Thank you, Matt Stauffer, for that. Or thank you for teaching me that. Or I learned this from whatever, like those things. And it's like three words. Thanks, Matt Stauffer. Hat tip, Matt Stauffer, whatever. It really helps me a lot. So what I try to do is when there's an opportunity for me to redirect the shine, redirect the glory, redirect the praise, redirect anything. It doesn't even have to be when somebody else is like saying something good about me. Sometimes it's just when I'm talking about a thing. Well, if I'm talking about a really interesting thing, I'm kind of on a podcast, for example, I'm taking credit that I thought of that interesting thing. So to an almost awkward degree, hopefully not to an awkward degree, but almost awkward degree, I want to say, you know, but this is not really my thing. You know, this is not my thing that I came in the first place with. That doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to talk about it. That doesn't mean that I shouldn't have an opinion. And that doesn't mean I haven't added anything unique or interesting to it, but it means that I want to give credit where credit's due. Maybe that's a more normal way of saying it than reflect the shine. Give credit where credit's due. It is on the last Laravel podcast, I said it feels weird to give to write my book because I feel like I really poured the things that I know about Laravel into this book. And I feel like I'm giving away my secrets. And I feel like when somebody reads this book, all of a sudden they have a much greater leg up against me as a developer or as a development team or whatever, where I now have less unique stuff to offer. And there have been times where I'm like, why am I pouring my life into this book and making everybody else be better, you know, better and better competition against me? And it's, you know, I never said that out loud. I never even said it at the forefront of my brain. But there's just times where it came up and I was like, oh, that's not a good part of me. You know, it's okay for that to be there, but like in the end, I want everybody to do well, and I hope that I will, you know, do well as a result. But like, I want everybody to do well. So it's the same kind of thing of like, I have, let's say like there's a certain amount of relational capital that I get from someone for, you know, teaching them a new thing or providing a gist log, right? The guy tweeted this morning, said, thanks for gist log. Let's say the amount of relational capital that I get in his esteem is 10. And then I say, oh, you know, well, I came up with the idea, but Adam's really the one who refined it. Well, I just kind of said that Adam's contribution is equally or potentially more important than mine. Well, I just gave 6 of my 10 over to Adam. And then I tweeted later and I was like, hey, you know, and Jacob Bennett did some work on this. Well, I just gave 2 of my remaining 4 over to him. And at this point, you know, what could have been 10 esteem credits now is 2. And so there's this part of you that says, like, I don't want to do that. I want to retain the esteem for myself. I want to retain, and there's a part of me that does that. I want everybody to think I'm awesome. I want everybody to think I'm great. I want, you know, to feel like I'm really excellent at everything, and everyone thinks I'm wonderful and stuff like that. And so there's just this like inherent natural part of me that wants to hoard the esteem. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not saying I'm a great person, because that's, there you go. I'm a terrible person. My inherent desire is to hoard the esteem for myself. It's for everyone to think how great I am. Thankfully, I have been able to learn slowly how to battle that inherent desire and say, no, man, I want to share the esteem. I want to give it to other people, and I want to use, for example, like if I'm well-known or something, use my platform. If I have a podcast, somebody else doesn't, use that platform. Whatever else it ends up being, I want to use my platform to help other people do well. And so like if a lot of people, let's say 100 people who read my book, just become really, really, really excellent developers and ended up doing better blogging in some spaces than I am doing, great. By default, I say, whoa, now I don't feel like I'm as esteemed of a blogger. Or if people who are in consultancies get work instead of Titan getting the work, and they, you know, learn from my book, like, whoa, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, first of all, that's fine, and I'm happy for other people to be doing well. But second of all, like, the majority of the time, like, those people love you because you have shown care for them. And like the people who, when they get something from me, turn around and say, and thanks, Matt Stauffer, like that credit really kind of does my heart good. Like, and it endears them to me. If you've ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Is that it? I always mix that up with the other one. I think that's the one, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now I got to make sure that's the right one. How to Win Friends. And is this the one, Dale Carnegie? Or whichever Carnegie? Am I right? Yes, Dale. Okay, that's it. So the interesting thing in this book, he ends up basically saying the best way to get what you want is to give other people what they want. And so a lot of times the specific things he's talking about there kind of feel like flattery, right? Like flatter the people and then they'll give you good things. And so what I'm saying right now could sound like flattery, right? Like make other people feel good about themselves so they're going to do good things for you. But in reality, it's just no, like the best world is one in which you're focused on giving other people what they want. And turns out that world also ends up with you getting what you want, because that's a really functional thing. And all the only thing that Carnegie did in his book was point out the fact that if you want to get what you want, the best way to get it is by giving other people what they want. But he explicitly addressed a couple of times in the book, and he says, like, yeah, but don't do it because you're getting what you want. Do it because you actually want good things for them. And it turns out good things will happen for you as a result. And that's kind of where I'm going. Like, I do think that better things overall will happen. It might not be the exact same things you want, right? It might not be the prestige or getting all 10 of the esteem points, whatever it ends up being. But like, in general, do the right thing and somehow, some way, and I'm not going to say karma, but like it will come around and it'll do well. So yeah, maybe I'm, you know, diffusing my esteem, or maybe I'm diffusing my Laravel abilities, but I do believe that it's going to create the best kind of world in the end. It's the best Laravel environment. It's the best development world. It's the best whatever community around me of people. So I hope that makes sense. We're at 10 minutes. Jeez, let's cut this thing off. Thanks for listening. 5 Minute Geek Show. 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, number 5. 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. Subscribe to us, iTunes, RSS. Like the show, rate it, subscribe, all that stuff. Matt Starr for my 5 Minute Geek Show. Blah, 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 blah. See you later.
But why did he need the groceries?
Well, he would need the groceries because Spider-Man still has to eat food, right?
So he can get more webs?
And just so he can eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who lives in New York?
The Power Pack moved to New York, and Spidey lives there.
And who else did we just learn lives there? He lives in Brooklyn.
Captain America.
Okay, Captain America. All right, one last thing I want you to say. Can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Say, see you on the flip side.
See you on the flip side.
There you go.
Flip side.